Message number 752. I will come again on the last day. But I will not walk the earth beforehand. Wednesday, April 3, 2013 at 6:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the power of my voice through these messages has reached so many nations in just 2 years that millions of souls will now help to save the souls of their brothers and sisters. The word of God ignited through this call from heaven will be spread by all your sons, daughters, brothers and sisters throughout the world. The speed of this mission, which has taken the world by storm, is being fueled by the power of the Holy Spirit. So many tongues, so many nations, so many souls have grasped my hand of mercy and now follow me as I lead them to eternal life. My Father promised the world the book of truth for the end times. He always fulfills His promise. No man can know the contents of the book of truth, for it was not for your knowing. Only the prophet Daniel was given its contents, but he was instructed by my Father not to disclose its secrets. Now, my daughter, as the final prophet, you are being given its contents, and by the word of God they will bear much fruit. The Book of Truth is being given to the world to save the human race from certain death. It is a life-saving gift for the soul. It brings with it extraordinary graces. It brings you the truth not only to remind you of my teachings but to prepare you for the attacks on my church, which will result in the destruction of souls. The Book of Truth will also reveal to you, my beloved followers, the plan of my Father to help you to make the proper preparations needed to enter the new and glorious paradise on earth. Without the Book of Truth, you, my disciples, would be like lambs being led to the slaughter, as you must know that your faith in God will be challenged and many efforts will be made to wipe out all traces of me, Jesus Christ, off the face of the earth. When people are starved of the truth of God, they will turn in another direction in order to seek solace. Not one man on this earth can survive without a belief in something which promises life. Sadly, many chase false doctrines which appeal to their weakness. Love of self means that religions and so-called spiritual enlightening sects appeal to the greed of men's hearts. Self-gratification does not lead to God or the truth. Then those poor souls who do not believe in any life after the one on earth walk in misery with no hope in their hearts. The power of my Holy Spirit, the thunder of my voice, the miracles I will divulge, and the proof of the authenticity of these messages will win over the souls of millions. My presence covers the earth, and this has provoked much hatred, as Satan poisons the minds of my followers. My presence is in the tabernacles of the world, in my churches, in the words of all chosen visionaries. But in these my final messages to humanity, my presence will lead to global conversion. You must never forget my promise. I will come again on the last day. But I will not walk the earth beforehand. My warning to you now is to listen to the prophecies. Any man who claims to be me, or any man who tells you Jesus walks the earth in human flesh, is a liar. My time will come when I descend from heaven in exactly the way in which I ascended on my last day on earth. Your Jesus.